Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Over under 3.5 times by the end of January on how many times I screw up Caroline Kennedy versus Caroline Leavitt.
Well, she's actually Schlossberg, right? That's her marriage.
Schlossberg.
Caroline Kennedy.
Yeah.
Schlossberg.
We'll add that to the spelling bee in 2026. All right. Let's get to the news, and then we're going to get to Trump's federal funding freeze, where federal workers have until February 6th to resign in order to get some of their payouts and buyouts and benefits for extended months. Much better than a lot of radio severances packages, as I can relate to from 5 years ago. But that's neither here nor there. Time for the news. Round number two at 7:03. The Great Dawn Stensland.
Good Wednesday morning, January 29th. We are sponsored this Windy Wednesday, sponsored by First Bank this morning. So across Pennsylvania and New Jersey, officials reacting to President Trump's order to temporarily put a pause on that federal financial aid. What are lawmakers here saying? As they say, they're trying to figure out which programs may be impacted by this. But his executive orders really are related to issues like DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, and environmental efforts that are the targets of the spending crackdown, if you will. So here in Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro is calling this very chaotic. But many, and also in New Jersey, I know, Governor Phil Murphy, he was putting out statements. They're trying to figure it out, and they're saying that they're panicking over this. However, a federal judge has blocked the order, and this gives everybody until next Monday. So that's the latest, that they do have some time now to figure all of this out. But the media, that was, I think, in Caroline Leavitt's first news conference yesterday. At one point, I think she said, you've now asked me the same question four different times.
Mm-hmm.
It was all spelled out. If people just went to whitehouse.gov,
right,
maybe they could have put it on the big screen, had somebody pointing it out to them so they could see the, you know, it was in writing.
Yeah.
Which programs, because the media is saying, well, is this going to affect, you know, different food programs, different social, you know, social programs like Social Security or things like that? No, no, no.
How many times did Karine Jean-Pierre get asked the same question four different ways in 2 years? I'm going to say zero.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think in this one, it shows you what they wish to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the bias by omission. And by the way, I did not hear or see anybody talk about the hostages held day 481.
481.
480 today. 481 days they've been held by terrorists down in caves.
Yeah. Well, that has to take a backseat to somebody that's losing a federal job.
Yeah. So locally here, we have an 18-year-old young man who we now know has died. 24 hours ago, we had told you that the report was that he was on life support after he fell from a light pole during celebrations Sunday night after our Eagles NFC Championship clinch, the big win over the weekend. But we know that this happened at 15th and Market Streets in Center City, Philadelphia. According to police, he had been rushed to Jefferson Hospital with that brain injury from severe head trauma. And they're investigating this as well as all of those other incidents. But Temple University putting out more information, as we talked about earlier this morning, on this 18-year-old, really star gymnast that we've been talking about, and people reacting to that. And the investigation now turns to, were those light poles and the one that he climbed, were they greased? That seems to be one of the focuses here.
My question is, you know, we just saw this for winning the NFC Championship. What happens 10 days from now if the Eagles win the Super Bowl? And what is this administration, Sherelle Parker, City Council, Philadelphia Police, what are you preparing to do to prevent some? I mean, we had tragedy, we had death, we have arrests, we have officers injured, we have cars plowing through human citizens. What are you going to do different this time? Because you have 2 weeks to be prepared. And ultimately, personal responsibility, arrest these fools, do what you have to do. But what measures will be put in place to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again? Or to a lesser extent? Or is the government just going to sit on their hands and then throw out thoughts and prayers afterwards? That's what I want to know.
Well, we have Temple students there grieving the death of their fellow student, a freshman. We also have the Maple Shade School District, information about a tragedy that struck there after an employee, a school bus driver, was killed in an accident that happened yesterday afternoon outside Maple Shade High School. This is Burlington County. And they said that one of their beloved staff members tragically died in an accident that happened in the school bus garage there. And the bus driver reportedly, another bus, like apparently backed into this individual, realized it, stayed on scene. That school bus driver is not facing charges or anything like that. But we know that the employee not identified yet, and we don't have the other information on it, but I think the classes in Burlington County and the Maple Shade School District, as a result of this, I believe that classes have been canceled as of today. We're hearing about that.
Okay.
So we have that going on in New Jersey for you, just local stories. And we also have, I'll mention, four Philadelphia police officers who were assaulted during the Sunday championship celebrations. They are still recovering from their injuries after being assaulted. Multiple incidents, but we have at least two arrests and those individuals charged with aggravated assault. I want to keep that top of mind as we follow through on what happens to those individuals who were charged. So we'll continue to follow that one. We have also the ICE law enforcement moving in Philadelphia. We've talked about this across the nation, but this is on a local car wash arresting seven men. We don't know if the seven men who are non-citizens, illegals, what their criminal record is. In the past, they have released to us charges, those individuals who are being swept up by ICE.
We don't even have names yet, do we?
We don't have names.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for that information.
Mm-hmm.
The allegation that is being made by local advocates who were very quick to hold rallies, several of them, they're saying that these individuals are family men and that they were not these violent criminals.
Yeah, I'm tired of the family man excuse. Every time I hear somebody breaking the law, it's, he's a family man. I don't care. He's a non-law-abiding family man. Jeez.
Like Dawn with Zachary Rowe.
Yeah, so...
Hi, I'm Johnny Cochran, and my defense is he's a family man.
Well, let's take that on. So yeah. Let's think about all the J6ers. There's another mom with kids in Pennsylvania. I mean, there are all these J6ers who have been jailed.
How about the one that was
over 4 years?
How about
over
the one
4 years
killed yesterday by the law enforcement.
I know,
because he couldn't. Yeah. Stay out of trouble at a routine
traffic stop.
24 yeah. hours after being pardoned, dude couldn't stay out of trouble.
Recidivism, man. It's a big issue in this country.
But J6ers, you know, jailed for years. Many of them picked up, like locally, Zachary Real. He was never charged. He was never convicted of anything violent at all. It was that seditious conspiracy charge. But as far as, I mean, think about law and justice, and think about in the first hour when we talked about a guy who had more than 2,000 sicko images of child assault videos, pictures in a school in Bucks County,
maybe,
and
his,
that dude got probation.
Maybe his public defender told Judge Patrick, what's his face, my client's a pedophile, but he's a family man, and he never took pictures of his kids. Well, they weren't his kids. He should get 3 years probation.
So we got that going on.
Ugh.
There was a story, and this is going viral. These charges are expected today, and the pictures of this make me, we love animals. So these are two individuals. This is Lebanon County. This is Pennsylvania, and this has gone viral everywhere with these snowmobile riders who are out on a field, and they see one of these red foxes, little red foxes.
Yeah.
I have a whole family of foxes right behind our house.
Yep.
So they're chasing them in these snowmobiles.
Oh, these people.
And run over the little fox.
Aww.
And it's trying to run as fast as it can. And these two, I mean, it's just really icky to see that.
But here's what we should do to these guys. We should get them off of the snowmobile.
Yep.
put them on 202, and then I'll chase them with my Honda Ridgeline. See how they like it.
Well, they can outrun that.
Well, it is only six-cylinder.
So they're... The riders are being accused of just illegal harassment of wildlife attempted unlawful taking of a red fox.
Everybody just calm down. We're just trying to add a little levity to the program this morning.
I know, but think about what we're talking about. So the I'll be curious to see if the snowball ride, the snowmobile riders, who, and it's not clear if they killed the fox, so I don't have that information, but they, I mean, you know, they're riding over it, but I'll ask you this. Who gets a stiffer penalty? The snowmobile riders running over, you know, in this sick game of, you know, running over a fox?
Yeah.
Or the Bucks County
pedophile? Oh, yeah.
It's a bold question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he's not a pedophile, I guess.
No, well, he's a convicted. He is sentenced of thousands of documented videos and images of. Yeah. Sicko child, you know, materials on his phone, computer, and was even looking at it while he was in a Bucks County school.
We had some baby red foxes by my daughter's bus stop, and I this happened between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I think, and the baby red fox snatched up a little squirrel and took it in his mouth, jogged across Township Line Road, didn't get hit by any vehicles, and then disappeared through somebody's fence.
Jill writes something that I 100% agree with. I think everybody on the show agrees with. One sign of a serial killer is abuse of animals.
Yes.
That's how it starts, right?
Yes. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Yes.
If you have a child or a teenager who's abusing animals, off them right now.
Yeah.
just, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's nothing good in their future.
Yeah.
So
Jimmy Kelly,
smother them with a pillow.
Yes, I agree. Jimmy Kelly makes a good point in our group show text. He says, it's amazing that people can find any motor vehicle and just create havoc and give it a bad reputation. Think about all those car meetups that we have in the city with the donuts and the disruptive and the chaos. Now we've got people on snowmobiles. Just drive the vehicle the way it was intended to be driven. How about that?
By the way, Nick,
instead of running down animals.
Apparently, you're being called out by a lot of people for saying human citizens. Did you say human citizens? This is MAGA MAGA Man who's right.
MAGA Man, remember when they tried to say that elephants were citizens or whatever, they lost them.
It's been a while since we've had this conversation. So, Phil, bring the... Let's go tight shot here.
Uh-oh.
So,
the one shot.
So, they call this thing, you know, around Christmas, they call it the holiday book, right?
Oh, boy. All right. You don't have to...
Highest rated morning show holiday book in 17 years. Okay, so... Don't worry about what I say. Just know that you hang on every word I do say, whether it's proper or improper, and you can't quit. 17 years. Think about where you were in 2007. Okay?
I was still here.
4 hours a day. 20 hours a week. I'm Dawn Stenslin. 6 hours a day. 30 hours a week.
I'm just beating myself.
Unless you can do it better, and you can apply. Go to odyssey.com.
Yeah, that darn. I'm beating myself.
Come try to take my job. You will fail.
Stop. You know, I'm so superstitious, I swear to God. Like, I'm like...
I'm joking, Mega Man. I'm just having fun with
I'm that. Lighting candles right now. So I never talk about this stuff because I'm superstitious. Speaking of which...
Yeah.
Happy New Year's Eve, because this is the Lunar New Year. This is the Chinese New Year's Eve.
I'm sorry, Road Warrior. Road Warrior says, my ratings are the goodest.
Insanely big. Well, what did Trump say? Bigly?
Be best, baby.
Oh, bigly. God. The numbers are bigly.
Be best.
I need a Road Warrior cam that can just, he just comment along.
Well, but he would have like his identity protected. Yeah. He'd be like the TV shows where you have the shadow over the person.
Yeah, he can just comment along to everything we say. It's amazing.
That's a fun idea. I love that.
I love all
I want him and 91 LSXer. Those are my two, those are my two spirit animals.
Nice. Well, speaking of spirit animals,
yeah, you were saying anniversary.
This is this is New Year's Eve, because tomorrow, this is the new year falls today, January 29th. So happy New Year.
Yeah.
It's the year of the snake.
The snake.
So it's a year it's a year of transformations and new beginnings. Think of a snake as it sheds the old skin or whatever. So a lot of celebrations through Chinatown, family-friendly festivals in Philadelphia, Penn Museum, Please Touch Museum, Franklin Square, traditional, all the lion dances. This is I think 11% of our population is celebrating this, because it's not only Chinese, it's also, if you're Taiwanese, Vietnamese, celebrate this. It's actually the biggest holiday of the year. My son Michael went down to Chinatown last night with friends from Penn State.
Yeah.
You know, they were celebrating. So
sure.
It's a really, you know, this is in New York State, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a state holiday. They have off school today.
Is that right?
That's how big of a... So I don't know if you were aware.
No, I was not. But two things on this. One, I'm petrified and terrified of snakes. I've told you guys the story that we had a snake in the garage in Nashville, and my wife was the one that, you know, took care of it. And,
she did.
I was prancing around in my slippers. Exactly.
Oh God.
And secondly,
Kristen,
speaking,
we love you.
Speaking of going down for Chinese food and bizarre animals, have you ever had eel? Have you ever eaten eel?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Eel is tremendous.
Yeah. It's good.
Highly recommend.
It's usually like they cook it.
Yes. You just don't want it to be greasy. If it's a little too greasy, then it gets, but if
that
it's
just bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Try eel, folks.
So it's the year of the snake.
The snake.
And by the way, now, and all this Kung Fu Panda, all this is, you know, going through. What is your, so I'm a dragon. So yesterday we said goodbye to the year of the dragon, and the year of the snake is upon us.
Not the trouser snake.
Right.
I'm
a Capricorn.
That's what Gary said on YouTube.
Trouser snake.
Capricorn. I'm a Gemini dragon.
All right, we have to break.
All right, we got to break. So we got to go to First Bank, ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. Count on First Bank for personalized support, smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. All you have to do, just go ahead and visit myfirstbank.com. Learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So thank you, First Bank, for sponsoring Kill & Company News Live. Shout out to Tyrese Maxey, 43 points. Sixers beat the Lakers 118-104. Who needs Joel? Who needs Paul George?
Yeah.
Without all of them. Tonight, yes. We take on the Sacramento Kings.
Okay. I saw that LeBron was hanging around last night talking to a couple of Eagles that were in the house for that game.
That's
to which I
cool.
say, just stay away, LeBron. I don't need your jinx and your mush on my
what
football
you think
team.
Bad mush?
Bad juju.
Well, it won't be mushy today, but it will be windy, but 50 degrees.
Okay.
Kill & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. We'll get to the federal workers who might have to resign by February 6th. And as far as the federal funding being frozen, speaking of trouser snake stalker, did you know that the State Department was sending $50 million worth of condoms to Gaza on an annual basis? That comes to an end as well. No more free love gloves for terrorists. We're back after this here on Kale & Company.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built an amazing reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. From the custom cabinets that they do in-house, yes, I'm talking about a local company, Kitchen Magic, oh, to the countertops, the backsplashes, and all those all-important storage solutions. Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades. Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Just go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Marcus Aurelius says, all citizens are humans, but not all humans are citizens. Should be an ICE slogan, right? How about that? All right, so this is a big story. And I, as somebody that's fiscally conservative and wants Trump to be tighter with the money than he was the first time around, the administration offering to pay federal workers who resign by February 6th, another campaign promise that he ran on and that he is delivering. Smaller government. Lower taxes, less of a deficit, more freedom. If you're a libertarian or a small government individual, You absolutely love this. A couple of highlights from Axios that breaks it down. They say that this is the unprecedented purge of the federal workforce. And as long as they resign by February 6th, they will be taken care of. Now, what that includes, the White House expects 5% to 10% of federal employees to accept the offer. The administration projects that the buyouts could ultimately save taxpayers up to $100 billion a year. The offer applies to all federal employees who were full-time, except for the following services and or branches and departments, which include military personnel, the Postal Service, and those working in immigration enforcement or national security. So, essentially, we are keeping the essentials and cutting and gutting out the fat. I love this. And you look at some of the details specifically. Quote, the government-wide email that was sent out today, this is according to Axios, from a senior administration official in the Trump administration, said the following. It's to make sure that all federal workers are on board with the new administration's plan to have federal employees in office and adhering to higher standards. We're 5 years past COVID and just 6% of federal employees work full-time in office. That is unacceptable. Speaking of unacceptable, Marco Rubio also highlighting some of the freezing of foreign aid, which happened over the weekend, which included pulling millions of U.S. dollars that were being spent and sent with funding for condoms in Gaza. In the first ever briefing yesterday, Caroline Levitt said that DOGE and the OBM found that there was about $50 million taxpayer dollars that went out the door to fund condoms in Gaza. That is a preposterous waste of taxpayer money. And the worst part is, and they're talking about the human elements of sexual protection and reproductive rights for those in that world, that portion of the world. But did you know that the terrorists in the Middle East actually use these condoms as a way to conceal and deploy terrorist activities and weaponry on innocent civilians and kill people?
By the way, Andrew Miller is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Israeli-Palestinian Affairs, and he said that that quote is a feverish dream. He says it's possible that $50 million is put aside for sexual health or something of that nature, which would include gynecological and many other services, but definitely not condoms alone.
My rebuttal to Mr. Miller would be, I do not need $50 million, whether it's condoms, gynecologist appointments, or anything. Why are we, the United States, as somebody, I'm a lot like Sean Farish in this regard. You know, I know it's a pipe dream. I know we will never have $0 in federal funding to other countries. It's a great idea for America first. It's not feasible. It'll never happen. Trump could be in the White House for the next 50 years. It will never happen. That being said, that $50 million could go to Kensington before it goes to Gaza and reproductive rights in the Middle East.
Or Strawberry Mansion.
Or Strawberry Mansion. Yeah. There you go. Hey, I mean, it's as simple as that. Dawn, your thoughts on the federal funding and the freezing? Because I know a lot of people are going to come up with examples and scenarios of how they're being wronged and denied care or a service. Your thoughts?
Well, I think, number one, let's take you here to Pennsylvania. So Governor Shapiro, and I'll say New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, New Jersey, what they are claiming is that this could, all of this, has an immediate impact. Now, it's all been frozen, but they're claiming this could have an immediate impact on Pennsylvanians. And some of the DEI hiring freezes, that sort of thing, that Shapiro, I think the number he gave was it affects 6,000 state employees or mm-hmm. 6,000 employees across the state and municipalities across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we're going to find out. But in this, and I know Trump as well, it affects education because he's saying they would withhold federal funding from educational institutions, for example, that continue to teach critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing local schools, and they're all coming up with their different. I know North Penn; they're across the region. That local schools are doubling down on all of this.
Yep.
And so local schools are pushing back on all of this. continuing with their DEI, continuing with all of this. My view, if I really zoom out, because you say, well, what is Trump trying to do? The big picture here is, number one, I think he's trying to shrink the government.
Yes.
And shrink the budget and provide some level of transparency. So the deal is that, you know, everybody's saying, well, what does this affect? Nobody really knows, because you have so much money being doled out. And this is internationally, but it's also in our schools.
Yeah.
That's what you realize. The tentacles of this DEI go into pretty much everything.
Oh, absolutely.
So the goal here now is to find out, well, how it's kind of like, let's say you have a tree with roots and it's going into your basement, right? So you got to figure out all of this where the roots are now, they're going around your, I don't know, your septic and the pipes and, you know what I mean, all underneath the foundation of your home. So you got to figure out how you can literally root out that situation, because otherwise, what does it do to the foundation of your home?
Yeah.
It provides cracks in the foundation. And then before you know it, you have a flood. Then before you know it, you have a sinkhole. And now the, you know, home is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically, I'm trying to give something figurative here to try to say that's the parable for what I think Trump ultimately is trying to do, restore the foundation and protect the foundation by which this nation is built upon.
Yeah.
And part of that is fiscal responsibility, but also ethics involved in what's happening and what is creeping into our institutions. And what they're using then is what we see is this emotional pushback.
Yeah.
And so don't let them fool you. That's right. Not what this is.
Well, that's it. That's the pushback. There's no logical legal pushback on illegal immigration and ICE customs enforcement. It's all emotional, fear pandering, fear mongering stuff that they're trying to throw back, because they have no leg to stand on from a legal standpoint, from a logic standpoint. And look, I think we all want more money in our pockets. But you know what? Right now, you look at the cost of eggs. Why is it so high? I read yesterday, 29% of the egg producers in this country have been killed by the bird flu. That's why. So you can't bring that price down right now, because we don't have enough, you know, egg manufacturing going on, so to speak. Gas prices are back up a little bit. So what's the quickest way, perhaps, to get a little more money in your pocket? Lowering your taxes.
Patrick writes, our homeless vets get screwed, but our enemies get the condoms.
Think about that. Yes. What about our military veterans? I just recorded a commercial for our veteran spotlight, our next individual that'll be in here next Wednesday, a week from now. You know, I want him taken care of before I have somebody in Palestine, you know, any region of the Middle East. I don't care if it's Iraq, Afghanistan. I don't care about your reproductive rights. I care about Americans first.
Well, somebody wrote on the YouTube chat, and I agree with it. Do we really want those people procreating?
No.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, maybe condoms are the best thing for them.
So I agree.
They don't breed more the terrorists.
Yes, wholeheartedly.
I'm talking about Hamas, not the people of Gaza, the Palestinians, since I have to I have to say everything with a disclaimer now, because I don't want to offend somebody.
Right, you know.
Well, that's just it. When you think about, even during the news conference, we're watching on monitors here with Caroline Leavitt yesterday, and everybody's worried about, oh, what's going to happen with, you know, if you take away the funding from DEI, or what's going to happen if you separate families and you're moving in and arresting illegals here. And by the way, all they're talking about today, too, these advocacy groups for illegals among them, is that, you know, when Trump signs into law, the Laken-Riley law, the act will go into law. They're saying, oh, the Laken, they have to say her name.
Yeah.
So they're saying the Laken-Riley Act is bad because, you know, any crime that an illegal committed, that makes it a speedy way for the government to extricate that person and deport them. But I will say this, that I looked up at another monitor, and they had the Tunnel for Towers, and all these veterans who, and their families, and they come home and they're maimed and they're injured and they're recovering and have no legs and this and that. And here, through private foundations, we're all, you know, donating the $11 a month, you know, because these programs that are spending, I don't even know. We don't even know how much money, and not taking, to your point of taking care of the veterans.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is infuriating. And for those who say, well, this is up to Congress.
Right.
Congress has to approve the spending. Oh, really? Did Congress go through and do this? Because some of this was, and that's just it. That's why we're learning about this. This wasn't all congressional in the sense that these were executive orders with DEI.
Yeah.
They were put in other sneaky ways. That's what I'm talking about with the tentacles of this.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Look, I would love to have all Americans taken care of and buttoned up before we ever send money elsewhere. But I also give the caveat or the disclaimer of, look, if something unforeseen happens that you couldn't prevent from happening, you know, I want our vets taken care of, the whole bit. But, you know, if you have diabetes and it's because your doctor told you you have to stop eating all that candy and you kept eating the candy and ultimately it harmed you, personal accountability, personal responsibility.
You're talking about type 2 diabetes.
Yes, yes. For the people out there that are kind of the result of their own poor choices or lack of discipline. But you know what? At the end of the day, when it comes to this federal freezing of funds, this is what Americans voted for. I've got a morning consult poll in front of me right here from yesterday. Approve or disapprove of Trump's handling of said following categories. National security, Trump is plus 21. Immigration, plus 20. The economy, plus 17. Foreign policy, plus 16. Energy, plus 15. Taxes, plus 13. Trade, plus 13. Healthcare, plus 9. Medicare and Social Security, plus 7. His only two negatives right now, minus 2 for abortion, minus 6 for LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, that's what nobody can be. Nobody can cry and say, I can't believe all of this is happening, when the guy ran on all of this stuff.
And he said what he was going to do.
100%. So all the people that are bitching and complaining about it, if you didn't want this to happen, then you should have voted another way or stayed home or not stayed home or done something.
Or the Democrat Party could have given you an option instead of just trotting in and inserting Kamala Harris. And, oh, by the way, running on fringe communities. I mean, it was a neglect of the economy, immigration, but it was all about LGBTQ and climate change and abortion, all things that certainly factor into the political spectrum, but it wasn't the biggest piece of the pie. Trump focused on the big pieces of the pie, and Kamala Harris was nibbling around on the crust, right? Like that guy that used to eat the Reese's peanut butter cups by starting around the edge. Not me. I just bite that sucker right in half. I don't start around the trim. No way. 855-839-1210. Let me grab Michael in Abington before we get to the cut sheet. Michael, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hi, how you doing? I'm a conservative, hardcore conservative, but something has frightened the hell out of me that's happened in the last couple of days. I worked a lot to raise money for pediatric AIDS. Elizabeth Glazer out in California, working very hard. PEPFAR is now that people have picked up a lot of that. A day or two ago, basically this country cut off all AIDS drugs to the world, instantly cut them off. They walked into the places in Washington and California that run all this, said, you're fired, we're seizing your computers. And you talk about optics. I don't care about condoms. I don't give a rat's butt. But I do care about this. If Donald Trump gets up there and says, I have just cut off all these policies that short term will allow 22 million people to die to save some money, maybe including Magic Johnson. And that's good for the bottom line. You talk about his ratings. Say that on TV. Honest. I think he's a very honest man.
Well, two things. Two things. Magic Johnson's the only guy. Hold on a second. Two things. Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson's the only guy to ever contract HIV and actually gain weight. That's number one, because he had the money to handle all of that. I'm actually reading it from the New York Times. You're right. He's halted HIV drug distribution in poor countries.
Foreign aid.
Yes, foreign aid, not for Americans. And again, this is an American first agenda. You might not like it, but it's about serving and making sure that the American citizens are getting what they need, and or we're trimming fat and not spending money to be the global police, the global banks, the global healthcare system. Why are we making sure everybody else is good before we're good? Now, if it was in America, I would have more of an issue with it. But I would also say this. If you contract AIDS, that might be on you. Dirty syringe, no condom, whatever it might be. Sorry. I mean, I feel bad for you, but personal accountability and responsibility, right?
Well, yeah, but you didn't hear me when I started talking to you. I said I work for pediatric AIDS. So let's say Dawn's children all had pediatric AIDS, mm-hmm. and from blood transfusions.
But you know, this has nothing to do with what you're talking about. And I understand you. I actually have some dear friends who adopted children from Ethiopia because
they were born with AIDS. And it was not
their parents
fault.
Were born. Yes. The children were born with AIDS. The parents died. Mm-hmm. I have several friends here in Philadelphia like that. So I understand what you're saying. First of all, it has nothing to do with my kids because it has nothing to do with American children. We're talking about foreign aid. And a piece of this is that I do hope they quickly, to your very point, they quickly get this in order and parse through this. What they're saying is, and this is an umbrella, right? This is a big umbrella that they're saying we're cutting this off mm-hmm. until we get rid of these DEI type situations within this. So the problem with what you're saying, I have no doubt that, and by the way, there's a judge's freeze. It's frozen now until next Monday. Mm-hmm. They have to figure this out.
Yeah, until the February 10th, right?
So they have a freeze. But the problem with all of this is that when you have this kind of disruption, and I think that's to your point, when you have this kind of disruption, what does that mean? And that really should add the urgency. So let's extract all the DEI stuff, which, by the way, internationally, they don't want anyway. Get rid of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Let the foreign aid that was intended to help, like, children with HIV, let that go to them.
Right.
I agree with you.
Right.
That should create the urgency by which we have. But right now, this is all frozen, so nobody's being denied this.
And kudos to Michael in Abington for working, with children that unfortunately, you know, by no fault of their own have to deal with this. But again, you talked about the emotional heartstrings and what they're doing. Now all of a sudden you throw the word children on top of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to feel like I'm the bad guy because I believe in America first. I mean, you're still talking about foreign children. I care more about the children in the United States of America.
Nick, think about what you're saying. Think about what just happened. This is a great example. So look at the New York Times. Look at all the national media. What are they focused on? They're focused on this one issue. They're not really focused on, hey, America, let's go through the list and figure out, well, what is all of this that we give? Mm-hmm. Where is all this money? And I'm for looking at all of it,
yeah,
including Ukraine. We've talked a lot about that. But let's parse through all of it. But to Michael's point, as far as the life-saving, and it's not just HIV, children with HIV, it's malaria drugs. Mm-hmm. These are other. So I believe that Michael's correct in what he's saying. More urgency to it to do the aid. We are a giving country. Nobody gives more than the USA.
I know. It's unbelievable.
We are incredible.
We just give it away.
But I have no problem as an American with saying, okay, some of our tax dollars, yes, we're saving children around the world. That's incredible. That's what we all want.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want all of this gobbledygook that's within it that weighs sometimes three times the number of the dollars that we're talking about.
I'm more concerned about kids in California that maybe their houses could have been saved because the water was turned off. But, you know, you're making it political. Okay.
Now they have mudslides.
Yeah, now they have mudslides. Yeah. 855-839-1210. What is on the cut sheet? We will find out next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You've heard me talk about What-A-Crock meals. They are so delicious and really do take the stress off of cooking, thinking about what's for dinner, meal planning, all of that. What-A-Crock, they have tons of meals that do not require a slow cooker as well. So you can boil the meals in the bag like I've done recently, quite frankly. You can cook them in your Instant Pot or just on your stovetop. No prep mess, no stress. If you want to just come home and say, oops, and I've told you this week this happened to me where I forgot to put in the crock pot or something happened. So I just take it out of the freezer, put that specialty bag. So it's really just one, pull it out of the freezer, plop it in the boiling water, and I'm good to go for dinner. And it can be very quick. No stress, no prep. And really, it makes cleanup so easy, too. What-A-Crock's meals, everything comes prepackaged, ready to cook, no prep, no subscription or commitment is required to order. What-A-Crock's meals, oh, they make a great gift. Like I've said, I send them to friends, family across the country, people recovering from surgery. Maybe they've had an illness, need a little help. What about new parents, college kids, away from school, want a home-cooked meal, and maybe as a sorry-for-your-loss gift as well? Be sure to try meals from their new winter seasonal menu. Delicious. The classic homemade chili, creamy Swedish meatballs, the hearty beef burgundy, cheesy broccoli cheddar ale soup is delicious. Just use promo code WPHT. Get $10 off your order. Whatacrock.com. Whatacrock.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company. Oh. Just growing and growing. Remember back in the day as well when you know when your parents would come in and
say 10 minutes late.
Yeah, I know. We gotta tidy up the living room. I'm having company over tonight.
Yeah.
I go back to those days. Woo-hoo. Have some company over for some coffee. All right, let's get to it. Wednesday morning, what's on the couch?
What's on the couch sheet?
What's on the couch sheet on this Wednesday? Sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or a grinding noise, don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians will diagnose the problem, find a location near you at Meineke.com. That's Meineke.com. Thank you, Meineke, for sponsoring the ever-important Wednesday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. Just a few, because I know a lot of the shows yesterday covered the Caroline Leavitt press conference, but I just want to play this. The egg prices. Everybody's very concerned about egg prices.
Mm. Yeah.
All of a sudden now.
And shortages.
Yeah. Even those who don't eat eggs are concerned.
They only sell like one or two.
So this reporter asked Caroline Leavitt if that egg prices have skyrocketed since President Trump took office. What is he specifically doing to lower those costs? Roll it.
And America is back. Christian Dinkoff.
Thanks, Caroline. Just real quick, you mentioned the inflation executive order the president signed, but egg prices have skyrocketed since President Trump took office. So what specifically is he doing to lower those costs for Americans?
Really glad you brought this up, because there is a lot of reporting out there that is putting the onus on this White House for the increased cost of eggs. I would like to point out to each and every one of you that in 2024, when Joe Biden was in the Oval Office, or upstairs in the residence sleeping, I'm not so sure, egg prices increased 65% in this country. We also have seen the cost of everything, not just eggs. Bacon, groceries, gasoline have increased because of the inflationary policies of the last administration. As far as the egg shortage, what's also contributing to that is that the Biden administration and the Department of Agriculture directed the mass killing of more than 100 million chickens, which has led to a lack of chicken supply in this country, therefore a lack of egg supply, which is leading to the shortage. So I will leave you with this point. This is an example of why it's so incredibly important that the Senate moves swiftly to confirm all of President Trump's nominees, including his nominee for the United States Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, who is already speaking with Kevin Hassett, who's leading the economic team here at the White House, on how we can address the egg shortage in this country. As for costs, I laid out the plethora of ways that President Trump has addressed saving costs for the American people over the past week. He looks forward to continuing to doing that in the days ahead.
Wow. Did we miss anything? Yes. You know, bad policies, excessive spending creates inflation, cost of energy. That drives up the cost of everything. And then, of course, you have 29 million egg-laying chickens that have been put down because of the bird flu outbreak. And I thought I saw the percentage. Maybe it was 29 million. I thought it was 29% of all the chickens in this country that produce eggs. So if we lose 30%, I mean, you can't crank out enough and get the discount, the buying, the whole bit. So it is really a trickle-down effect. So it's not just one thing specifically. By the way, I've noticed the cost of eggs up exponentially, obviously, when you buy a carton. But if you get anything in the, I don't have time to make an omelet or anything like that with, the time we get up. But I buy the pre-packaged frozen, Bob Evans breakfast bowls that have eggs in it, or those little egg sandwiches, Jimmy Dean type things.
Brother, just, yeah. You know what you're...
I know
you and my
die.
Husband both.
Why, does he like Jimmy Dean as well?
Loves Jimmy Dean.
Oh, they're great, aren't they? Swear to God. eat, get me an endorsement.
Just cook something.
I don't have time. I get up at the butt crack of dawn.
I know you do, but then find something.
You have to say butt crack of dawn.
Well, I mean, look at me. I've got. Well, let's go through. I mean, I've got some organic blackberries here.
Blackberries,
not racist. See, I went blackberry this time.
Very
I've
good
got my
you.
My black coffee, no cream, no sugar. I've got alkaline water, and I've got a Nutri-Grain bar. And on the way in, I had a banana. The only thing bad in my breakfast, in theory, is the Jimmy Dean, you know, whatever. But my point was those egg sandwiches, granted frozen, they haven't gone up. I've been paying the same price for those for 2 years, probably. I'm wondering why that's the case.
Jake Tapper had on Stephen Miller yesterday to discuss this, and he kind of brought the illegal immigration into the grocery prices because, you know, illegal immigrants, they pick crops for us.
Well, the knee bone's connected to the.
Come on,
that's the inference here.
That's what Strapper's saying.
Like if we deport everybody, then we're gonna have nobody to pick crops. Is basically what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to it. This is cut 14.
Okay.
Cut 14 here, Phil.
A question about because one of the reasons that President Trump got elected, according to President Trump in an interview, I think it was with Kristen Welker of NBC, was because of grocery prices. Not the only reason, but a reason, high prices, inflation, especially at the grocery. The Department of Agriculture says that between 2020 and 2022, 42% of crop workers were undocumented immigrants. And in many cases, as you know, these migrants do jobs many Americans do not want to do. So, How does President Trump make sure that the effort to deport people who are not in this country legally doesn't end up hurting Americans who want safe borders, absolutely, but also don't want to see even more higher prices in groceries?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not your position, Jake. You're just asking the question that we should supply America's food with exploitative illegal alien labor. I obviously don't think that's what you're implying. Only 1% of alien workers in the entire country work in agriculture. The top destination for illegal aliens are large cities like New York, like Los Angeles, and small industrial towns, of course, all across the heartland, as we've seen with the Biden floods.
Mm-hmm.
None of those illegal aliens are doing farm work. Those 30,000 legal aliens that Joe Biden dumped into Springfield.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that
I'm explaining this. It's important to understand.
No, you're kind of changing the subject. I mean, I'm talking about the ones.
I will give me 30 minutes. I'll go as deep as you want to this.
I don't have 30 minutes. I don't have 30. I'm talking about the ones that work in the agriculture industry.
You can come back and talk
about the ones in the cities. I swear.
I'll do the whole answer. The illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into our country are not full stop doing farm work. They are not. The illegal aliens he brought in from Venezuela, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, they are not doing farm work. They are in our cities collecting welfare. As for the farmers, there is a guest worker program that President Trump supports. Over time as well, we will transition into automation, so we'll never have to have this conversation ever again. But there's no universe in which this nation is going to allow the previous president to flood our nation with millions and millions of illegal aliens who just get to stay here. And we are especially not going to allow a subset of those illegal aliens to rape and murder our citizens. So we are going to unapologetically enforce our immigration laws. And as I'm sure you will celebrate, we are going to unleash the power and might of the U.S. government to eradicate the presence of transnational threats on our soil.
So you have 1%. And first of all, we already know that ICE, Homan, and the whole bit with Kristi Noem, they're going after the most violent predators out there with assaults, rapes, murders, child molestation, and then they're working their way down. And if that number is correct, 1%, as Miller says, well, then 1% is not going to create this financial crisis like Jake Tapper is trying to insinuate. Maybe stick Tapper with Acosta. When's his deal up?
I would say this, too. Remember when we covered this extensively, it was March of this year, the Key Bridge. Remember it was struck
in Baltimore.
And it was in Maryland, and it was struck by a Singapore, the ship Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that we learned that the men killed were men, hardworking family men who were here, who were hired. But they were here, they were non-citizens. They did not have American citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard about those six men ever again. And I want to point out to you that people like that who are hired, and I don't know how that happens because that's a union town, but a lot of these individuals, you could take the aspect of they're taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And so these men never committed a crime in their life. Their families were here. They were hardworking guys. And we learned their names, their wives, their children, all about them.
Yeah.
But they were clearly doing that overnight shift because, and the union had to have known these were non-union guys, non-citizens. And so I would just flip this upside down and say, well, isn't this an opportunity in this country to allow people, because they're a non-citizen, they can't join a union. And so you're getting this cheap labor. And then these are the individuals paid cash. Therefore, when they go home to their community, they're more likely to be robbed and victimized. They're not going to report it because they're an illegal. And even when one of these wolves in sheep's cloth comes illegally now into their community, who's some psycho criminal pedophile perv and does stuff, they're less likely to report it.
Yep.
So I would just say this is the kind of situation that if you are pro immigration, okay, America, let's figure out the pathway for hardworking people who have come from other countries where they were downtrodden, where we want them to get a work visa, where we want these family people,
yeah,
who, by the way, come here with their Bibles and their rosaries. And these are family people of faith, and they're hardworking, awesome people. Figure out the pathway, but protecting those who come here and they're emptying the prisons. From all these other countries are laughing at us.
By the way,
stop it.
My daughters are laughing at me. My daughter, uh-oh, Olivia, just fact checked me.
She says,
Daddy, you know why the egg prices haven't gone up on your breakfast sandwiches? It's because you're not buying real eggs. Wow. Yeah, my daughter just dunked on me.
Brilliant.
She's smarter,
Olivia,
than you are.
She is. She is.
By the way, Stephen Miller actually said something interesting in that argument that they had, not about the substance. I'll let you two discuss the substance. I'm talking more about if you had 30 minutes, we could debate this. I think I know what CNN should be. CNN should be like the podcast network. They should do free form, long form type interview shows all day long.
So basically, Joe Rogan Sun Up Till Sundown.
Yeah, I disagree with that because I don't think, well, they'd have to fire everybody. They don't have people for that.
Yeah, fire everybody. Completely. What they're doing now is not working. And going back to hard news is not going to work either. What they need to do is reinvent themselves and become like a podcast network on TV. You want to make, you know, people stop streaming things on their phone? Put that on TV. I'm telling you, well, they can put Kale and Company on in the morning. They can have, you know, long form programming all day long. I think it's a great idea.
Isn't that? I mean, now maybe it's not podcast specifically, but isn't that what the new boss is saying, that they're going all in on the digital aspect? Which I don't know, what does that mean for the television side of programming, you know, throughout the day? I would say either. So if they don't want to go back to their old roots of boots on the ground, covering things on the front lines like they used to, what about just being a centrist? I mean, you got the labeling already, CNN, centrist news network. Yeah, they're not MSNBC, they're not Fox, they're just straight down the middle. And maybe you have, you know, two people that have left-leaning views, two people that have right-leaning views, some people that are set. I think News Nation, Cuomo's trying to be that. And I don't think anybody's buying it.
By the way, 91 LSXer says no one's going to give up real podcasts for commercial break podcasts. Take the podcast formula where there's commercials embedded in the shows and use that model. Anyway, that's for another day.
I disagree with Greg because I love the live news reporting, and that's what CNN was founded on.
Yeah.
Jake cares
about that anymore.
Jake Strapper, as Tony calls him, put Jake out. Put all of these anchors, get them out of their suits, off the anchor desk. Let them earn their multi-million-dollar salaries and let them survive that way. That's hard work, but it's incredible television. And with drones and everything else we have, use all of that, but report live on these issues. Because if Jake Strapper, as Tony Bruno calls him, if he is at the border or he is wherever, you know, pick a story,
mm-hmm,
it's really hard to spin, you know, your to spin the liberal spin when you're right there. when you're right there on the scene, and by the way, communities and people are speaking to you about what's really happening.
Yeah. Two things as far as this media stuff that we were talking about. Number one, before I get to this report that's out there from apparently NPR, we got to share this. I know we talked about this in our group text. You mentioned Jake Tapper or Jim Acosta, who just was basically fired. You know, Rachel Maddow forced to take a pay cut. Joy Reid. Do you actually believe for a second that any of these individuals can earn the money they're making now on television on their own, doing like what Greg just said? Like, if Joy Reid
says... Rachel Maddow can.
You think she could?
Yes.
You think she can make $20 million on the open market doing what, like, Tucker Carlson does?
I think
Rachel Maddow is.
Yeah, I think she 100% could do what Tucker Carlson is doing and have a following.
Could Jim Acosta?
No. No.
Jake
Jim
Tapper.
Acosta can't do it. Jake Tapper can't do it. Joy Reid can't do it. Rachel Maddow can't do it.
Okay.
Rachel, from just an entertainment standpoint, she is very smart, and you may disagree with her philosophically, but she's very smart. She's very good, and she is. I mean, some of her interviews that she's done, even though I think, man, you're putting on, Mama, but she's very good.
Okay. Also, NPR, taxpayer-funded far-left-wing media outlet, saw this tweet. Actually, Dawn, I think, did you send this, Dawn? Somebody in our group sent this.
I forget.
Several hosts. Yes. This is, if you...
She was drinking last night.
No, I wasn't drinking.
No, that was
I'm
me.
I'm literally just, I mean, we all have whiplash to try to keep up with. It's not even a 12-hour news cycle.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people that listen to this show probably follow Cernovich on Twitter, and he tweeted out the graphic. I'm not sure where the source is from, but it looks valid, and I could totally see this happening. Key employees and officers for NPR and their salaries. John F. Lansing is the president and CEO, $549,000 a year, plus an additional $40,000 a year in other additional income earned, so to speak. Michael Martin, senior host, $444,000. Rachel Martin is a host, $426,000. Wow. There's at least seven or eight people on this list making close to $500,000 a year.
Again. Again, if this was the free market and they were putting up ad revenue and all of that stuff,
hey,
they
man,
were
get
getting
yours.
Huge ratings. I have no problem them making as much money as they possibly can or as they're worth. The problem with this is that this is publicly funded.
Yep.
This is the taxpayers that are funding this. We pay their salaries. They don't have to compete for ad dollars like we here at Odyssey do. They don't have to compete for listeners. It doesn't matter. They can go 10 hours without doing a commercial because then they'll just do some drive. And everybody will make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous that we have to pay for this crap. Let them compete with stations like 1210 and see if they can gain a freaking ratings point.
Yep. Yep. Or a six-figure salary.
Ugh.
Just a quick
Probably
note,
wouldn't.
Since you mentioned John Lansing, who I worked for before, my husband did, he actually passed away. He actually died just this past summer.
Oh.
But he was somebody, I worked for him at CBS. He really was that a man who believed in journalism and was a really good, a genuinely good man. So I will say this. There are a lot of good people who believe in journalism, who work for, let's say, NPR. I'm not blasting them, but I think NPR, and we've interviewed, remember the comedian locally, who he does comedy on the side, and he was fired, and it, you know, this locally this happened. So the problem is that many of these, you know, great places that NPR started in the 1970s, and I think altruistically it was a neat idea, but they make a ton of money.
Look at
Sesame Street, all these places, right? They could be a for profit.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed. I just, you know, I think about our salespeople and our sales managers here who have to go out there and grind and try and get every dollar they can, you know, from advertisers mm-hmm. who want to support us. And these fat cats at NPR and WHYY and all those crap networks, they don't have to compete for any of that. And they're sitting back and they earn all this money. And it's like, it's for the public good. Is it? Is it for the public good?
Or is it state-run media?
It's state-run media is exactly what it is. It's crap.
Yeah.
Well, okay, take
defund
away
NPR. Where's Doge? Defund that.
But even so, I guess my question is, with all of the media that we have available, even if they're not all the things you just said, even if it's just basically, you know, government funded and they fuel a ton of money, my question is, why do we need that?
Yeah.
Why?
It's funny you say that with all the media. I say this as somebody who works in media. There's too much of it.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's diluted, it's watered down, it's oversaturated.
The problem with media now is, and Dawn hinted at this about journalism and all that stuff, is that we have a group of repeaters. Nobody's actually going out and doing the research and doing, you know, breaking the stories. We have a bunch of people who comment on things.
Yes.
So that's not any, because we still need people to be embedded and find stories and do that. So I'm all for stuff like that. We have too many repeaters.
And there's nothing unique. Right? I mean, I would argue, not to pat ourselves on the back here, but we are doing morning talk radio in a different fashion than most major market or mid-market or small market talk stations are doing in 2025. But if you look around these, whether, and no disrespect to podcasts or, you know, but it's all been like, maybe that's why Rogan is cutting through, or, you know, Tucker Carlson's independent network. A lot of it has all been done before. It's recycled. Yeah. It's regurgitated. And maybe that's just because the format's been around for so long. You can only come up with so many new ideas. And that's every walk of life. Yeah, you watch professional wrestling. Every character, every bit, it's been done 30 times.
Let me keep rolling with this here, since we have Tony Bruno coming up in the On Deck Circle. Going back to the Stephen Miller, Jake Tapper thing, they also talked about the freezing of federal funds and the buyouts for 2 million federal employees. This is cut 16, if I'll go.
There's 2 million employees in the federal government. Overwhelmingly, the career federal service in this country is far left, left wing.
I don't know that to be a fact.
Well, I'll give you a great example. We looked at USAID as an example.
That's
98% of the workforce either donated to Kamala Harris or another left wing candidate, just as an example.
Okay, but now let me just an entire workforce is having a.
Wait. Did you just say that saying someone voted for Kamala Harris is demonizing them?
No,
so according
your suggestion is that there's a bias.
No, but you use the word demonizing. You just said that I'm demonizing somebody by saying they voted for Kamala Harris.
Let's get back on track.
I am on track.
Okay.
Let me stay on track. What I'm saying to you is this. There are 2 million employees in the federal government.
Right.
They're overwhelmingly left of center.
Again,
the American people. I got to finish the sentence.
Okay.
I got to finish the sentence. The American people voted for dramatic change implemented by Donald Trump. So it is a.
There you go.
Jake Tapper.
Go yourself.
You know, I honestly say this, and we were talking in the build-up to the election of, I love the fact that, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy goes on CNN, or Ron DeSantis will go on Meet the Press. And I said, I like to see the politician from a party on the opposing team's home field for media. I think it's great. I'm at the point now, post-election, as we have gathered details and facts, and we now know where the ratings are for CNN and MSNBC and the rejection of legacy media. You know what? The American people, they don't consume CNN anymore. If I'm Stephen Miller and I'm going to be interrupted by Jake Tapper where he says, quote, I don't know that to be a fact. Listen up, Jack. You're not a fact checker, and this is not a back and forth where you're going to interrupt me and then try to sidebar the conversation. You asked me a question. Let me answer it. Do what Nick Cale does on the cut sheet. He sits through a 90-second clip. He makes mental internal notes in his brain, and then he comes back and rattles off 3 counterpoints. If you can't do that, then quit your job. Shut up and stop interrupting. I hate, with a passion, interviewers that don't let their guests speak. Land the damn plane and then zip it. Stop. Nobody's watching you anymore anyway.
The world would be a better place if it all operated like we do here on the cut sheet every morning.
I just need to fix everything.
Thank you.
Can I go work for Doge and still do this show?
Let me insert a little bit of info. So this email going out to 2.3 million federal employees, I should say, until February 6th. That's the date, February 6th next week, to decide whether or not you want to take part. It's completely voluntary. If you're interested, you reply to the email. from the government account, type the word in resign.
Yep.
And this offer covers civilian employees except, here are the exceptions, if you work in immigration, if you work in national security related positions, or people working for the U.S. Postal Service, this offer is not for you.
By the way, this is exactly what every other major company does.
Yes.
I'm sure if you work for a major company, your company has done this. They all do buyouts. Yeah. They're not telling you have to leave. But hey, if you want to, here's a really sweet severance package. Yeah. And by the way, that severance package where you get paid through September is really sweet.
Yeah.
Most companies won't do that.
And your benefits will last for the next 8 months.
Yeah.
But to your point, when I got let go in Nashville at the radio station I was at, I got 90 days, and yeah, I don't even think my benefits were still. I just got paid.
That's standard for a lot of these things.
So these federal government workers are getting triple what the average casual, normal private company will give you.
And normally they cap this at like $25,000 if there's some kind of a buyout. I just don't understand why the pushback. Because, in truth, this is completely voluntary. If you don't want to do this, then don't answer the email.
Yep.
It's really that simple.
By the way, we're 25 minutes into the cut sheet, and we've played three cuts. So let's...
I'm going to zip it.
No, I don't want you to zip it. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
I'm just making an observation. I have to call out our company. Not our company, but one of our radio stations on one of our sister stations out in, I think this is San Francisco or San Jose or something. This is KCBS. KCBS Radio. It's an all-news station. Kind of late KYW is here.
I think it's Bay Area.
I want to ask you guys what you think about this. Apparently, one of their reporters gets on and starts unmasking vehicles of undercover ICE agents in San Jose. So basically, they're telling the residents, be on the lookout for these cars because they're ICE agents.
Or you could just unmask people that are still wearing a COVID mask in 2025. I agree with that.
Roll the report from KCBS Radio. Again, an Odyssey on station. Roll it.
The chances in just a moment. First, though, I'm Brett Burkhardt, and here's what's happening. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan and Councilmember Peter Ortiz confirmed today that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are currently carrying out an operation on the east side of town. The Santa Clara County Rapid Response Network, which is a community defense projecting system for immigrant communities against deportation threats, it first reported the activity on its platforms. In a statement to KCBS Radio, Mayor Mahan says the city's police department does not assist with or participate in these operations in any way. The county's response network says agents in San Jose were in unmarked vehicles, including a black Dodge Durango, a gray Nissan Maxima, and white Nissan truck. ICE agents were also reported outside a residence on South White and Tully Roads. And officers were reportedly at the target on King and Story Road. Stay with KCBS. We'll be tracking it for you.
What do you guys think about that?
Three words. Obstruction of justice. You cannot intervene or interfere with law enforcement's ability to do their job. Not as a citizen, not as a journalist, not as a media member. If I'm Tom Holm and Christy Noem and ICE, I am immediately finding out if this actually constitutes obstruction of justice and handling that accordingly. You can't be tipping people. Wait. You're an American company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go do news in Guadalajara.
Full disclosure, KCBS, it was CBS News, like it was CBS Radio, like we were initially, and they are. Did you say this?
They're Odyssey owned. Yeah,
they're Odyssey owned.
Yeah.
But to me, this is a really this is a common practice that, generally speaking, in the media, you never identify or out any undercover officer because, of course, you could be putting somebody, any undercover law enforcement, you could absolutely be placing them in imminent danger.
Yes.
And this is very unusual that they would report that so specifically with these vehicles. And in fact, I've never even heard of somebody saying, whatever, local law enforcement chasing someone in their, you know, whatever.
I might have to do it.
In their Ford. You know what I mean? Like, normally, why would you give that information unless you're trying to give people a clue as to these are their vehicles, shame on you.
If the brand manager needs me to voice a new legal ID for them, I can. KCBS AM, the lookouts for the bad hombres. Simulcast on Bay Area 101.1.
Shame.
This ICE agent from, he's a field officer or a field office director from Chicago, was interviewed yesterday. This is cut 8. He says, we're targeting the worst first. Roll it.
What we're doing is we're targeting the worst first, right? That's who we're getting. We're focusing on those targets. We're not targeting people in schools. We're not targeting people in churches. We're targeting people who are the worst. You know, there's a chance they're going to go to some of those places, and this administration has kind of taken some of the handcuffs off of us in a way, right? We're leaving the discretion with our officers, and our officers are trained to make good decisions out there, and we support them, and that's the one thing that we have to realize. These officers now, when we could have arrested somebody at a safe facility, right, a jail or a core lockup with one or two officers, and now we have to go out into the streets. Now most of our teams are at least 10 agents and officers trying to arrest one individual.
You know, I'm hoping, and I know we've seen, or we at least mentioned, the clip of the fire that was exchanged at the southern border between customs and cartel members. Just fingers crossed, knock on wood, that none of these ICE agents, when they go into cities like Atlanta, Philadelphia, Chicago, that they do not end up in harm's way. And hopefully they can catch a lot of these individuals off guard where they do not endanger themselves.
Streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. If you want to follow along with the videos, we have all the videos. Plus, you can see all of our lovely faces and Tony Bruno's lovely face, which will be coming up in about 10 minutes or so. You can watch it all. Make sure if you're watching right now, you hit the like and subscribe button. Also, make sure you hit the little bell there so it can alert you when we go live. We go live. We're live every day from 6 to... six, and then we're live sometimes over the weekend, so make sure you hit that bell to alert you when we are live. Yesterday, Chicago's Mayor Johnson held a press conference, and a reporter grilled them about being a sanctuary city because, you know, Chicago was first up, and they're not the people there are happy, allegedly, but the government there is not. Roll Johnson here.
Could I go back to that invitation from Congress? If you are, if you believe, as you said at the beginning, that we are very proud of our welcoming city status, why do you need a legal read on that invitation? It appears at first blush that you're looking for a way out of not testifying. Why would you not be proud to go and say, this is what a sanctuary city is, and here's why we're going to be there?
Well, first of all, I'm proud that we are a strong working class city. If I did specify that we are proud to be a welcoming city, I still mean that. But what I really was hoping to come across, that we're proud of our rich history in the city of Chicago. With that, I would turn that other part over to Mary.
There you go.
No, thank you very much, Brandon Johnson. You know, it's really hard to believe that Lori Lightfoot could be trumped by somebody that's worse. And yet here, Chicago, Brandon Johnson. And I believe it was, is it Paul? Who did he defeat in that election?
Paul Vallis.
With Philadelphia ties, right?
It worked. Yeah, Paul Vallis was, he came, they brought him here. He was very popular in Chicago. Mm-hmm. They brought him here, and everybody was excited that he was going to, you know, fix up our schools as an education czar. And he very quickly cut out, he said, I'm going to cut out the bureaucracy. And he, Paul Vallis, said, I'm not going to impact teachers. I'm not taking any resources from schools.
Yep.
He went after all those patronage jobs and cut out the middle people. He said, hand in your pagers, no more free cars, no more, you know, free stuff for all of these bureaucrats who were hired at high salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that soured very quickly. Bye-bye.
I would love to see what Chicago residents, maybe like in a Chicago Tribune newspaper poll, where they feel right now about illegal immigration, ICE, and what Brandon Johnson's approval rating is. I mean, he makes Sherelle Parker look like Frank Rizzo.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you.
Yeah.
By the way, Sherelle Parker is being urged, even by these advocacy groups yesterday. I have not heard anything.
Yeah, she's been mum on this. Completely silent.
Isn't that interesting?
You know what I think it is? I think she knows that the opinions of Dawn and I on this show are the correct opinion on it. But she got elected based on people. So I really, and this is, and trust me, I do not give Sherelle Parker any passes. But I do think she is on certain issues. She knows which direction she has to go. But it's a direction she doesn't want to go.
She's a Philadelphia mom, just like I am.
Uh-oh, family man.
No. She a family woman?
And she's a family woman, that's right. Yeah. But she, look, this is in the African-American community across America. We saw this. Either people stayed home or they voted for Trump. But we saw that. And nobody knows that better than Sherelle Parker. So although I definitely think she fears some of those highly activated people that are the, let's say, Krasner voters, mm-hmm. the progressives who are highly activated, she realizes that. So she's being smart. But on the other hand, I think that the reason, I think her silence speaks volumes.
Yes.
Volumes.
Yep.
She doesn't have to pay for the extrication of convicted criminals here illegally wreaking havoc in the city of Philadelphia.
Family mom Dawn Stensland, breaking it down. Shout out to all my family moms out there. 855-839-1210. Tony Bruno, family man himself, coming up from Florida in just a few moments. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. And we are talking today about the Honda Prologue. It is Honda's first all-electric SUV with a range of almost 300 miles on a single charge at a fast charge time, less than 20 minutes. You can cruise the roads worry-free, and it comes with three charging options to choose from, including the portable charging kit. You just throw that sucker right in the back seat or in the trunk when you're on the go. Boom, you're up and running again. Lease the Prologue today for as low as $229 per month. I'd like to get gas for $2.29 a gallon. You can get a Honda Prologue for $2.29 a month. That feels like 1998 pricing all over again. SUV, electric, $2.29 a month. Not sure how they do it, but they do. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details, or you can shop online right now. You can customize PiazzaHonda.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Brian writes me, Brian from King Shooters writes me, and he asked Nick for your sweatshirt size because he wants to give you a King Shooter sweatshirt.
For the winter, for a snug or for a big feel, a comfortable lounging around the house feel, I typically go extra large.
Extra large, okay.
But, you know, if they run a little big and I'm in you know, golf season shape, large.
All right.
I didn't answer the question.
You did not.
I was like a White House press secretary. Hello, Tony Bruno. How are you, sir?
Extra large.
Good morning. By the way, if you're going to go out there and shoot, make sure you get the 50 caliber, squeeze off a couple of rounds of that baby, and then get the machine gun, because we have a lot of shooting ranges down here, and I go out, and nothing like shooting a machine gun. Now, everybody there is trained professionals, so you got to pay attention, listen, and follow your instructors, but if you can do it one time, you know, in some ranges, they'll charge you like $25 to shoot one shot from a 50 caliber gun because it is a monster.
Awesome.
Boom.
Yeah.
You can feel the whole room vibrate.
Will you be shooting?
Lock and load.
Nick, will you be shooting a machine gun at King Shooters this Sunday?
Whatever they want me to do.
Start out slow.
I'll work my way up.
Have you ever shot a gun?
An actual gun? No.
Wow.
No. I advocated for years to go hunting with my best friend and his dad, and his dad considered me to be like Elmer Fudd, and he was like, there's just no chance you're coming, dude.
Wait. What does it say about Nick's closest, his family and his friends, that they've never... never allowed him to shoot a gun.
It is an outrage. It is. Tony Bruno with us from Florida. Let's get into it.
First of all, you don't have to go hunting to shoot a gun. You can go to a range.
Most
people like me who have guns, they don't
go out shooting.
They go into a range and get ready.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Exactly.
I think when you move to Florida, not only do you get your Florida driver's license, you get your Florida shooting license and your fishing license and all those other licenses.
Well, because Florida is...
Florida is where woke goes to die.
Exactly right.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's get into it.
By the way, 75 now. Winter is over here. It's official.
Oh,
winter is over.
Hey.
And we're in the 70s back again. So all you snowbirds coming down here, this place is mobbed right now. Because it's in the 70s, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, I still have my Christmas tree up. Is that a violation to have your Christmas tree up
No.
end of January?
say it, Nick. Odyssey
still has it up here.
Odyssey still has our Christmas tree up in the lobby here because we've realized that since it's been up, the Eagles have not lost.
The Eagles!
So they are keeping it up through the Super Bowl as good luck, and nobody's allowed to touch said Christmas tree because they think it's bad luck.
Well, wait, Tony and Miss
Robin. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. I said once the Eagles, once all the media was saying, Jalen Hurts, he's not even a top 10 quarterback. Jalen Hurts, he's not even one of the four, but he's the worst of the four remaining quarterbacks. All these strappers. Not Jake Strapper, who is the king of strappers, but all these media strappers, talking heads, former players who are supposed to know better. They were all wrong, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And one is out of work. Jim Acosta out at CNN because, well, you know, Jim didn't want to work the graveyard midnight shift, and he said, I'll just take my ball and go elsewhere. Your thoughts on the fake news firing of Jim Acosta?
Well, when you think about fake news, to me, the grandfather of fake news was Dan Rather. Remember, Dan Rather, celebrated, legendary journalist at CBS News back in the day, and then he pretty much threw his career away when he went after George Bush with fake charges, and he had to leave CBS News. And then he resurfaced, you know, a couple decades later, but you notice he's not on Twitter. You don't see him anymore. Mm-hmm. So he takes his shots whenever he feels like, you know, there's people want him back. And he can give his opinion. It's America. He can say whatever he wants. But he's gone on the down low, you notice? You know who hasn't gone on the down low is our buddy from Christmas Vacation. Did you talk about that video yet?
No, what video?
Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
Yep.
Randy Quaid. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That dude's on something.
Not Dennis
you
Quaid.
You serious, Clark? Are you serious? Not Dennis Quaid, no. You serious, Clark? No, yes, he is.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to look
I'm
at
sorry.
That.
Let's get it back. Let's get it back to the Eagles.
No. Eagles. The hell with you. We'll get to the Eagles.
I got this hat in Minnesota when the Eagles won the Super Bowl when I was there. And this one lights up, but I need a new battery.
Let's stay on the Eagles. So let me ask you this. Now, we know that the Eagles did not go to the White House 6 years ago,
That's
seven
correct.
Years ago, when Trump was in office. If they win, do you think they go this time around?
I think Jeffrey Lurie is going to have to take him this time. A, because, you know, you have the Sixers owner who's already got a lot of people mad, although you saw what they did last night. The 76ers, because they were playing the Lakers, so the Lakers were in town. So the Sixers allowed the Philadelphia Eagles guys to sit courtside, you know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, they were there because LeBron didn't play. He was in sweats just like everybody else was. But there they are. And then the 76ers, for the first time, acknowledged welcoming the Philadelphia Eagles NFC Championship team to the Wells Fargo Center. So I think all the bashing that Josh Harris has been getting, you know, for not even mentioning the Eagles because he owns the Redskins. Mm-hmm. I think that finally hit home. I think the message got to him. Because what's he going to do? Tell Eagles players who are going to the Sun, no, we don't want you sitting courtside, man. We can't get that kind. This is about the Washington Redskins. So, I mean, I think Josh Harris learned a lesson. He wasted a lot of money to try to get that arena built in Center City. And now his team, the Redskins, but you know what? They're a good team. So it's not like his team sucked. But you got to acknowledge the other team, especially when you own a basketball team, you own a hockey team. And how about the Eagles beating his football team and the Flyers beating his hockey team on back-to-back nights, baby?
How
about that, Josh?
Yeah.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, that's got to come back. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. We need to use that one again,
Let's
too.
Make that great again.
Oh.
I think we are now. Everybody's smoking weed. You drive anywhere, all you smell is weed.
It's everywhere. Right? Everywhere.
Can't
I hate
it.
I hate too. The smell of weed, by the
way.
There's nothing. There's nothing. It is. It stinks.
It's like a. At first, I was like, oh, we're in the city and. Where are their skunks? And my sons are like, Mom.
Yeah. You're going to start doing contact tracing on that stuff. Ridiculous.
No, when I was driving through rural New Jersey down there, you know, down way down in the woods, you would smell dead skunk all the time. Yeah. And you know it was nobody smoking weed because there was nobody out on the roads. So you're driving around, you got that smell. I'm like, is that weed? No, it's a skunk. Now you know it's weed because it's in every city and it doesn't matter whether it's legal or illegal. Listen, smoke them. But the one thing that bothers me, guys, about the smoking of weed, you know, if you're driving and you're smoking weed, and you're a professional weed smoker, and it's like people who drink a lot, they can handle their alcohol better. People who smoke a lot of dope, they can handle it better. But guess what? You're still impaired. Mm-hmm. You notice one thing I never smell when I'm driving down the street? I never smell alcohol.
Yep.
Do you?
Nope.
You ever smell? If somebody's got an open container, they'll get pulled over and thrown into a paddy wagon. Mm-hmm. Somebody's smoking weed. Nobody cares. You're impaired when you're driving.
Yeah, safety.
And again, I don't care what you do, but don't tell me that smoking weed doesn't impair you. Mm-hmm. Just like if you have one beer in your car, you're going to jail.
Yep, you're exactly right.
But if you're smoking weed and you're a little tipsy and you're a little, faded, low-key faded,
brah? Yeah.
Then you're okay.
Yeah, low-key faded. Like my tee shots on the golf course, low-key fade. A little left or right action, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of smoking, Caroline Leavitt was smoking the media one by one yesterday. Oh. Fastball after fastball. Your first impressions on the binder upgrade?
Well, I mean, there's no better upgrade. I don't have Costco. That's like going to, Sam's Club or BJ's, and you get in there, and you got the basic membership, and then they say, hey, you're going to come in at 8 o'clock before, or it's like going to Disney, and they let you in an hour before they open the gates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's even better than that. It's not really a good analogy.
It's like that fast pass, right, where you get to go to the head of the line because you're a VIP?
No, it's like me having American Airlines mileage and then never getting in first class, or never being in the priority lane, even though I'm a priority member and I'm always loading with group 5, it's like, oh, Mr. Bruno, you're going to be in first class. Pick your seat. That's the kind of upgrade I'm talking about.
We didn't even talk about this yet, guys. Can I play this real fast with Tony here?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
She talked about the drones. And the drones over in New Jersey, and she kind of clarified, at least from this administration, what they are. Can you roll, Phil, can you roll cut 5?
After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy. A statement from the President of the United States to start this briefing with some news. And with that, I will turn it over.
So for me, let's just get rid of the hobbyists. Throw them out of the equation. Okay, that explains it. That takes care of itself. FAA research and various other reasons. I feel like I want to know what those various other reasons are. Don't you?
No, I think the fact that the Biden administration lied about it and that had caused people to speculate that these were enemy targets, these were Iranian drones, these were Chinese spies, because, they never come clean on any of this stuff. So when you have wild speculation on what those drones are and nobody seems to have a legitimate reason, and then you have airline pilots and you have members of, like this Andy Kim guy from New Jersey, mm-hmm. How the hell did he get reelected? Is there a dumber guy other than Phil Murphy? Is there another member of political office in New Jersey dumber than Andy Kim? And as his song Rock Me Gently wasn't even that good back in the 80s.
The Belleville, New Jersey mayor, Michael Melham, was on with Dom yesterday, and he's not buying. Uh-huh. He's not buying any of this.
I'm not either, and I don't care if it's the Trump administration or the Biden administration, because Trump said they were flying over Bedminster as well. Why would there be research purposes conducted over Trump's property? Now, you can have a lot of theories, and I have a few. One, okay, and I said yesterday, we were talking about the drone updates with the sightings on the rise again and the CIA COVID admission. I'm wondering if it's some sort of new advanced wave technological way of warfare attacking the United States. Or is it our own government? And if it's our own government, why are they flying over Bedminster? Are they looking for attempted assassinations? Or are they plotting and mapping things out to maybe take out their own president?
They said they're doing research, right?
Well, what does that mean?
Well, that's what I initially said, that I thought it was like a Google Maps type thing that is just, doing surveillance and, on a lot of the area. And that it seems to be that's what it was.
There's something nefarious here, and it stinks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I hear what you guys are saying.
The Iranian mothership.
Yeah.
Jeff Andrew, another one. He speaks out of his you-know-what.
I mean, that freaks me out.
He's a politician.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the Iranian mother. Okay, buddy. Yeah. Thank you.
Mothership.
All right, Don, you were saying
even
that?
ESPN doesn't call Bristol, Connecticut the mothership anymore.
No, it's the Titanic.
What were you saying, Don?
No, that was what I was saying, that first of all, that we had Senator Van Drew, on our air. I think that was the Dom show exclusively. I think Dom broke that, like he breaks so many stories. But, I mean, Van Drew saying, I have sources that are saying that this is some kind of an Iranian mothership that's off. And we were like, oh, my, OMG, that's horrible. So what I find fascinating is that Caroline Leavitt says this, among mm-hmm. other things. What is the media focusing?
Yep.
The media is all about, they're so triggered. So all the media is focusing is all these DEI cuts. And what? You're going after DEI? And what? ICE is raiding these things? So nobody's investigating this. And then most conservatives, except for Nick Cale, who just said this, most conservative, you know, shows are going, okay, Trump's administration says, just a little research. So nobody's looking into it. And I find that a fascinating strategy from a media strategy of the Trump administration. I feel like they're purposely throwing all this out there all at once because they know the media in general are lazy and they know what they can get by conservatives because we're the conspiracy people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's true to Nick Cale. You're being true to yourself. But I will say that you're the first person, Nick Cale, I've heard say that wait a minute, this is not really... You have more questions? I don't hear anybody else saying that.
Now, unless for some reason that Donald Trump is in jeopardy or is under threat of attack or anything like that, and again, I'm getting very conspiratorial in my thought process, but if you can't release that information for the sake of protecting somebody like the president, then I got you. I don't need full transparency if it means they're going to resolve the problem internally and, you know, eliminate a threat, so to speak. But go ahead, Bruno, you were saying?
But the problem is, the bottom line is, you notice they've stopped. And that's what makes it weird. Yeah. You know, if maybe they were just doing it right before Trump got in office during the transition. I don't know. Listen, conspiracy theorists, we used to be always wrong. And then it turns out that we've always been right. Everything that they called people who had actual legitimate questions about things that were going on with our government were conspiracy theorists. The COVID vaccine, the lockdowns, anything. You know, Joe Biden's mental acuity. We were all, anybody who thought that way and was actually, in my opinion, using an open mind and wanting to know if it made sense or not, common sense, that was always a conspiracy theory. So that's the problem. When you have so many conspiracy theories that turn out to be right, the question to me is, why did they stop? Why did the drones stop flying? Why? Except over the art museum when the Eagles are, and the Redskin fans came in. Hey, don't mess with the Rocky statue, okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to come to Philadelphia as a sports team, you're like, speaking of Ofer, does any team that's come in and puts their gear on the Rocky statue ever won a game in this town? Hell no!
Brian on the YouTube chat writes, there is a defense contractor within 5 miles of Trump's place. They have drone warfare contracts, so maybe that's why they have.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Could be a viable explanation.
And research?
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure we'll...
I got to get my drone back up. I haven't flown my drone.
Yeah, where is your drone?
It's sitting on the... I'm going to have to take the drone up over the new house because construction has resumed now, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw. Lovely inside.
And I want to thank everybody. And I want to thank the banks who are now charging me $10 million a month so I can get my house built. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, the drones will be flying. And by the way, we have an osprey nest right next to our house. Cool. So we got osprey. We're going to have to put up the osprey cam. You know how people are fascinated? So there's eagle cams everywhere. We have eagles down here, but the ospreys are active right now. Right. So we got a mom and dad osprey nest right on a telephone pole right next to our house.
Yeah.
And you can see them. They fly. They go into the water, pick out a fish, go back and feed the family. That's how you do it. You don't have to wait for the government. You got to be self-sufficient. Go get your own fish. Get your own smelts. Get whatever you need to survive. That's the way we do it in this economy where eggs are $7 a damn dozen.
Eagles flying in Florida and mayors that can spell.
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
By the way, Tom...
People made a lot of money. You know, people made a lot of money with the T-shirts with the I-G-L-L-E-S.
Tom Walsh writes, Tony's new house is called Maraguido.
Maraguido.
And Elon Musk will be running out of the room.
Marabruna.
There are very few. Wait a minute. How's it Maraguido? I'm the only Italian in there. Neighborhood.
Marabruno. I like Dawn's suggestion.
Marabruno.
Yeah. Now we're calling it Il Paradiso Bruno.
Yes.
Paradiso Bruno.
We have to Mara break.
Yes, Mara break, and we'll do more of Tony when we come back on Kale and Company. Stay right there.
Magic, Dawn. Talk to us about kitchen magic, please.
We got to talk about kitchen magic.
No, I'm sorry. What a crock.
What a crock.
Yeah, the other one.
Got to talk about dinner. Dinner. What's for? That's why I was here. What's for dinner, Mom? But you know by now that I really love What a Crock meals. Discovered them years ago in a little farmer's market close to my house in the Chestnut Hill section of Philadelphia, and fell in love with really a local mom and pop. Mom and dad who decided to make home-cooked meals and make it easier for everybody. That's how they started. And because they're so delicious and healthy and taste like you made it homemade from scratch, but you didn't, they've gone national now. And that's a real testament to What a Crock Meals and WhatACrock.com. They have tons of meals. Go on the site, WhatACrock.com. You can see all of it. But I want to point out to you, you don't necessarily need a slow cooker. And you don't have to use your slow cooker if you have one. You can boil the meals very quickly because they come in the bag. Cook them in your Instant Pot or right there on your stovetop. No prep, no mess, no stress needed to cook What a Crock's delicious meals. Everything comes prepackaged and good to go, ready to cook. No subscription or commitment is required to order, but you can subscribe if you want to. What a Crock's meals, oh, they make a great gift. Everybody I send them to, they're like, this is delicious. Zioli sent it to somebody because he texted me the other day. What's the code? Zioli's asking me this. I'm like, it's WPHT, Rich. What a Crock's Meals. They make a great gift. Do this. People recovering from surgery or illness, new parents, college kids, maybe a sorry for your loss, maybe congratulations to Mara Bruno because they've just built a beautiful new home. It's a great homecoming gift, too. Be sure to try the meals from their new winter seasonal menu, like the classic homemade chili. All their chilies, I can tell you, they're delish. Creamy Swedish meatballs, hearty beef burgundy, cheesy broccoli, cheddar ale soup. Make sure you use, Zioli, are you listening? WPHT. Get $10 off your order. WhatACrock.com. WhatACrock.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.